95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. Joining us now in our studios, we do have a special guest, and that would be Northfield's Chief of Police, Mark Elliott. Chief, thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning, Jeff, and good morning, listeners.
We have quite a few things to talk about today, so why don't we get into it? First of all, I think a bit of a surprise for you last night, Patriot Award was given, and that is from the that's for employer support of the Guard and Reserve. And Northfield's Police Department was chosen a winner of that Patriot Award. That's quite an honor.
It was, and it certainly was a surprise, too. It takes a little bit to surprise me at the council meetings. I usually know what's going on, but one of the police officers here in Northfield, Kyle Watkins, is a National Guard member. He's a captain in the National Guard, flies helicopters for them, and he had nominated me for that award, and the award recognizes those that support military members and their families, and it's an award that I accepted, obviously, for the support that I've given Kyle, but really it's on behalf of all the members of our department, because Kyle's had a couple deployments, both overseas deployments for the Guard, as well as getting called up by our governor to handle emergencies here in the state. So when he goes, our officers have to kind of step up and fill some of those shifts. And when he gets back from like an extended deployment in the Middle East last year, you know, he needs to make sure he's up to date on his training and skills and that type of thing. So there's some support there, as well as supporting his family when he's gone. And I felt very honored that he would think of us that way. And we certainly recognize that our former military members and our current Guard and Reservists make really good employees for us. The training that they get in the military, their skills, their abilities, that kind of that ongoing training, ethics, those type of things make them really good employees for us. So very happy to receive that award, but also just happy that we have really good employees like Kyle.
Yeah, absolutely. And hats off to Kyle for, you know, defending our country and for all the work that he does, you know, for the United States and for the city of Northfield. That's great.
Exactly. He's a great ambassador and representative of the department in his work here in our community, as well as his work for our nation.
All right. Let's move on to, we've talked to you a number of times over the course of the past year about hiring new people. You've got another a spot to fill with the council last year, adding another police officer to the force. Is everybody hired now, or how's the hiring process going?
Yeah, we're lucky this week. We have that additional officer that was approved by the council in the budget last year. He'll be starting for us, and we'll talk about that more in a couple weeks once he's sworn in and out on the road. But hiring it is a challenge in policing right now. I mean, we've seen some of it on the news, and I'm pleased that the legislature is trying to address this. We have staffing shortage and employee shortages throughout our communities, but in positions like police officers that are so crucial to our community and providing for safety and security in our community, I'm glad that the legislature is trying to address that. There's a couple different initiatives out there, from publicity campaigns to try to support the importance of law enforcement and recruitment efforts, to some efforts to help those trying to get into the profession, like school loan forgiveness, some grants or signing bonuses, and some bills for paying for school. And when we look at trying to be representative of our communities and increase our people of color, our females that are in the profession, you know, paying for school can be a burden for a lot of folks. And Minnesota is one of the few states that requires a college degree in order to get into policing. In Minnesota, it's a 2-year degree that their folks are required to have before they can really even apply for the job. So anything we can do to try to lessen that college burden on folks and get them in. As you know, the Northfield Community College Collaborative here in Northfield, we partnered with them and with Riverland Community College to bring a program right here to Northfield. And that program is really aimed towards non-traditional law enforcement students. So I'm happy that the legislature is seeing the light of that and trying to put some money, I would say money where their mouth is.
Now, that's, pardon me, that support, I'm sure, is bipartisan in the legislature, but everybody kind of has their different idea of how to go about this. Are you keeping a close watch on some of the events that are going through with law enforcement? And I guess, do you have any preferences or advice to our legislators?
Yeah, certainly keeping an eye on them. And like all things in the legislature, a lot of times there's a lot of good ideas, but some differing opinions on how we get there. And the legislature obviously is going to have to work that out. A little negotiation, a little give and take to get to a final product. But I think offering some of those scholarship opportunities and then some school loan forgiveness for some of those folks coming in, I think will really allow us to meet some of those equity goals that we have. And diversity in our ranks.
Police Chief Mark Elliott is with us now. One of the things we were talking before we went on the air, one of the things you wanted to bring up again is, but it's just an ongoing thing, and that's scams. And we're seeing new things, different things, and guess what? Criminals are resourceful.
they
change
are.
Things a lot. What are some of the things that your department has seen lately?
Well, thanks for talking about this, Jeff. You know, I think it's one of those that folks are maybe a little more weary of some of those questionable emails they get, that type of thing, or some phone calls. But we continue to see people fall victim of scams. And that's young and old. It's not not just seniors that are being targeted or fall victim to this, like has been our experience in the past, but really everybody. And so some of those things we're seeing come in by phone, by email, by social media. And one of the most recent ones we had was a phone call coming into a business just before closing time and saying there was someone from the corporate office and telling them that they had to switch their deposit routine and they needed to take the deposit routine and go to the Bitcoin machine and deposit it there. And of course, once they do that, the money's gone and not recoverable, really, withdrawn quickly out of the country and really creates some challenges on investigating that. And then the ones with gift card purchases where they tell someone they can pay their bail or pay their IRS bill by going and buying gift cards and then giving them the numbers off of it. The MoneyGram or Western Union money transfers continue to see some of those pop up, as well as getting folks to mail checks for a online purchase or something like that. So, you know, we really encourage people, number one, if it is out of the routine, you know, if you've always made your deposit at the bank and someone calls, I don't care if they say from corporate or wherever, think twice. Is this out of the routine? The same thing with folks when they, you know, the scam of calling elderly folks and saying, I'm the grandson and we've got spring break coming up here. I got thrown in jail and I need $500 bail. Go buy a gift card and send it to this address. Those type of things, we just really encourage people to, you know, think about it. Is this out of the norm? And by all means, call us. We are more than happy to take that phone call and help guide you through that process. And we can use some of our tools to vet some of that information, as well as maybe help you by making a phone call back on your behalf to whoever is trying to convince you to do these things.
Once again, Chief Mark Elliott is with us with some good advice there. So be careful and be cautious of possible scams. Hey, you know, you've got, of course, a long career in law enforcement, but perhaps a new type of career, a career change maybe in the cards tonight. I'm not really sure. But tonight you are a guest host on the Weekly List.
I am. And a great opportunity. Yeah, you said a long career. I've been in law enforcement for 30 years, so have had a variety of experiences, as you can imagine, over that time. And had an opportunity to talk to Rich Larson about the Weekly List and about some of the past shows, and there's one particular I was listening to, and we kind of chatted a little bit. And I said, you should do one on policing. And we started talking in a little bit, and I think a little bit after that, he goes, you know what? That's a great idea. Let's do that. And I'm like, I got a couple police songs I like, and I can talk. So I guess it was kind of one of those things that just happened kind of organically through a conversation. And I thought, what a great opportunity to go and talk about policing a little bit and talk about some good music. So I like it.
Well, it sounds like fun. I'm looking forward to it. And it's now tonight we do have a hockey game we're going to be broadcasting when it would normally run during the 7 o'clock hour. So we will be running that immediately after the hockey game tonight between Northfield and Lakeville South. So, and if you can't catch it then, if that's too late for you, always available on podcast. So
exactly. Podcasts are a great thing.
Your new career is about to take off.
Well, I'll have to keep that in mind here. Maybe start planning for my next career, right?
There you go. Chief, is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you here?
No, you know what? I would like to just say thanks for the opportunity to Rich and to Dan to have me on there and be able to take part. A couple of great guys and what a wealth of knowledge about music. Their show. I love their show.
Very
entertaining, and I always get to hear some good music in there and hear some story about it that I didn't know.
Yeah, I'm a big fan as well. So the weekly list is coming up tonight after the hockey game. And once again, you'll podcast that. You can podcast it and listen to it anytime. Chief, thank you so much for coming in today. I'm looking forward to tonight.
Great to see you, Jeff. Have a great day.
All right. Northfield Police Chief Mark Elliott. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. We've got Rich with local news headlines coming up. State news after this.